时间过得很快。
Time passes quickly.
我们就来到最后一场信息。
And this is our last service.
我们还是要请圣中弟兄读圣经。
And with nevertheless, read some scripture.
我们首先来读马太福音第一章二十一节到二十三节。
And let us first read Matthew chapter 1, 21 to 23.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利搬出来就是神与我们同在。
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
路加福音第一章七十四节到七十九节。
Luke chapter 1:74-79.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。孩子，你要成为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的面前前面，预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚步引到平安的路上。
To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
路加福音第九章二十八节到三十五节。
Luke chapter 9,
28到三十五节。
28-35.
说了这话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。忽然有摩西、利亚两个人同耶稣说话，他们在荣光里面显现，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。彼得和他的同伴都打盹，既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同站着的那两个人。二人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得对耶稣说：夫子，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。他却不知道所说的是什么。说这话的时候，有一座云彩来遮盖他们，他们进入云彩里就惧怕。有声音从云彩里出来说：这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。
Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Then it happened, as they were parting from him, that Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, not knowing what he had said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone. But they kept quiet and told no one in those days any of the things they had seen.
约翰福音第一章二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29。
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
35节到37节。Verses 35 and 37.
Again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
约翰福音第六章三十五节。
John 6:35.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿。”
And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Chapter 8, verse 24 of John. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins.
第8章28节。所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话，乃是照着父所教训我的。
Chapter 8, verse 28, Then Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things."
约翰福音十二章二十三节到二十六节。
Chapter
12:23-26. 耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了，我实实在在告诉你们。一粒麦子如果在你地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失下生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人不是我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，不是我的人也要在那里；若有人不是我，我不尊重他。
But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor."
最后一处经文在启示录第一章十二节到十六节。
Revelations chapter 12 verses 1 to 12.
十二节到十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 12 to 16.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个司灯台。灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着锡金，从他口中出来长两刃的利剑。
Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun, shining in its strength. And when I saw it, shining in its strength.
我们最后一场聚会要讲耶稣基拿撒勒人耶稣的使命。
And in our last service, we would discuss the mission of Jesus of Nazareth.
主是至大的神。
And the Lord, He is the Almighty God.
他来到地上究竟为什么？
Why did he come into this world?
为什么来到地上?
Why did he come into this
world?
为
什么要上十字架?
And why does he need to go to the cross?
为什么要复活?
Why does he need to be resurrected?
为什么要一个人的身份进荣耀?
Why does he need to enter glory as a man?
这许多的为什么?
And to all these why,
就说明主为什么来到地上的使命。
Speaks to his ministry, why there is this ministry in the world.
主耶稣来到地上
Jesus came into the world.
是照着神永远的计划
According to the eternal purpose of God.
我们圣经第一本书是创世纪
And the first book in the Bible, Genesis.
创世纪一章
Genesis 1.
最大的一件事
The greatest thing in Genesis 1.
神宣告要创造人类
God proclaims that he will create mankind.
那天三日的神都在那里。
And that day, the triune God was
present. 神说。
And God said.
神字是三位数的。
And this is the triune God.
在希伯来文的文法它有三位数。
And it is the tri-plurality that is found in
Hebrew
grammar.
三日的神都在这里。
And the Trinity was all present.
这个父子圣灵中间一个会议。
And this is a conference.
他们要创造人。
They are to create man.
这对神来说最大的也是。
And this was the greatest thing.
我们要照着我们的形象。
According to our image,
按照我们的样式来造人
and in our likeness we would create
形象说到里面的想象
the image which is our internal condition
样式说到外面的想象
and the likeness, the external
里面的想象是生命的想象
and the internal is the image of life
外面的想象是生活的想象。
And the likeness is a lifestyle.
这里的创造。
And so here in the creation.
原文就是翻作创造。
And in Hebrew it is creation.
神从来没有造过这样的一个生物。
And God has never created yet such a being.
照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式来创造人。
According to our like image and in our likeness.
这里的人字。
And here the word man.
在文法上是团体数。
Grammatically speaking, it is a corporate man.
是要创造一个人类。
And he is creating really mankind.
要创造一个族类。
He is creating a race.
里面像神，外面像神。
That would be like God inside and out.
神的生命。
The life of God.
神的生活。
The lifestyle of God.
而到二十七节。
And then we come to verse 27.
是神真的来造人了。
When God truly creates man.
来照着他的形象，造男造女。
And according to his image, he creates them male and female.
这里的他字是单数。
And here in his image, it is a singular.
这是指神儿子来说的。
And because we are speaking of the Son of God.
三二一的神中间。
And within this triune God.
父是灵。
The Father is a spirit.
圣灵是灵。
The Spirit is spirit.
我们创造的原则里面看不见的。
And this is, we cannot be seen within the principle of our creation.
而只有神的儿子有形象。
But only the Son of God, he has.
所以照着神儿子的形象。造男造女。
And so it was in his likeness we are created male and female.
今天我们看见男人女人的分别多大呀。
And we see the great diversity between man and woman.
所以耶稣基督当他道成肉身来的时候。
And so Jesus Christ, when the word became flesh.
他是男性。
He was male.
当主在荣耀里的时候。
But in glory.
男性女性对他没有意义。
A male and female holds no meaning.
照着他造男，照着他造女。
And according to him, men were created.
就是神永远的计划。
And according to him, women were created. 要
得着一般像基督的男人和女人。
And this is the eternal purpose of God, to gain a group of people who are like unto Christ.
用男人来彰显基督。
And to use men to manifest Christ.
也用女人来彰显基督。
And to use women to manifest Christ.
男人的意义要像主。
And to be men, the meaning is to be like Christ.
女人的意义也要像主。
And for women, the meaning of life is to be like Christ.
这是我们神的儿女活在地上最大的目标。
And this is the greatest goal for the church children of God.
要得着一般像主的男人和女人。
To gain that group of people that are like Christ.
所以有人问我，你们基督教的男女不平等啊？
And some people have asked me, is there equality between males and females in Christianity? And we have sisters who cover their head. And I said, well, that, you don't understand. The Bible is the book that has the greatest equality for men and women. When God created man, He didn't just create males.
造作基督，造男人，造女人。
According to Christ, He created them, man and woman.
男人的意义要像主。
And the meaning of life for men is to be like Christ.
女人的意义要像主。
As well as for women.
当人被创造了。
And when men were created,
叫他们掌权。
Their goal was to dominate.
掌权于海陆空。
And to govern over the heavens, the seas.
所以人为什么被创造的？
And so why was man created?
像神的形象。
In the image of God.
掌神的权柄。
And to govern with his sovereignty.
这是人被造的意义。
And this is the goal and meaning of creation.
该神到23章嘛，第一次造人了。
And so when we come to verse 23, he creates man.
神造人用地上的尘土造的。
He creates them with from the dust of the earth.
尘土是最卑贱的东西。
And this is the most humble.
世界上面尘土最多了，是不是
？Material, a lot of dust in the world.
神用尘土来造人。
And he uses a dust to create man.
造出来的像不像一章所讲的人呢？
Is it what the chapter one is man? What chapter one describes?
神计划中要造的人呢
？Is that in what he makes? Is
完全不像。
Is that what he had planned to do?
里面也不像神，外面也不像神。
When we look at us, we are not like him.
造的尘，用尘土造的。
Or externally, because we are made from dust.
创世一章是不是讲错了
？And so is Genesis 1 wrong.
只等到神的儿子耶稣基督来了。
It was not until the coming of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣道成了肉身
，And Jesus when he was the
Word became flesh, 他是完全照着创世纪一章神计划中的人而来的。
He came as that man that Genesis 1 speaks of.
里面像神
，Internally like God.
外面像神
，Externally like God.
照神的形象
，In the image.
掌神的权柄
of God.And governing with His authority.
这是耶稣基督。
This is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来到地上。
And so when Jesus comes into the world,
创世纪神计划中要造的人出来了。
This man that was planned in Genesis 1
只有主是标准的人。
And he is that sample.
所以昨天晚上我们说过。
And yesterday, last night we mentioned.
当主复活的时候。
In the resurrection.
天使对妇女说：“为什么？”在死人中找活人呢
？And the angels say to the women, "Why do you seek the dead among the living?"
在神的眼中，所有的人都是死人。
And in the living among the dead, and in His eyes, all are dead.
只有主耶稣的儿子是活人。
And only Jesus Christ, He is that living man.
主的眼中更是这样。
And in the eyes of man, it is even more so.
主对他们都说：“让死人去埋死人。”
And Jesus says, "Let the dead bury the dead."
你是活人，你跟从我。
You are alive. Follow me.
在主的眼中看，都是死人。
And in the eyes of the Lord, all are dead.
身体已经死的死人。
And those are who have died physically.
身体还没有死亡。
And those who have not yet died physically.
在主的眼中都是死人。
They are still the dead.
只有神的儿子是活人。
And only the Son of God is living.
主耶稣来了。
Jesus has come.
他是完全神计划中的标准的人出现了。
and the a perfect man according to God's plan now appears. And so he is, the Lord now becomes a model. And according to this model, the children of God are now molded. We are in the image of God and governing with his authority. And so this man, according to the plan, appears. And so what is the ministry now? The mission. The Lord, he is the first man. And according to the plan of God, he comes into the world. And then we see the second book, the Exodus. And when the people of Israel leave Egypt, and God brings them through this great wilderness, after 40 years of work,
经过42站的经历,
42 stations of experience, until they come to the land of milk and honey, and that is yet another undertaking. And that speaks to us of our experiences in this world, Egypt and the wilderness. And it is the same place for the children of God. Before we became a believer, the world, the opulent Egypt, and we are in this world fighting for worldly goods.
有一天我们得救了,
but one day we become a Christian. Then this world becomes that great and terrible wilderness. There is nothing of value here in this world. The only value is in experiencing the salvation of God. And so, brothers and sisters, you need to know, we live in this world. The experiences you have in this world are completely without value, and only death awaits you. Everything is worthless. And the people of God in this world, the only thing of value
经历浩大救恩,
is to experience that great salvation.
浩大救恩是什么呢?
And what is the great salvation?
主就是那个浩大救恩,
it is the Lord.
42站经历都归集在主身上,
42 experience stations of experience.
摩西带他们出埃及,
are culminated in the Lord's person.
他们第一站过逾越节,
and Moses brings them out of Egypt, and the first stop is the Passover. Every family slays the lamb.
用羔羊的血来涂门楣门框,
and they put the blood upon the posts.
命令的天使来了,
and then the angel of death appears.
不是看见埃及人杀了, 看见以色列人不杀,
it's not that he looked and said, these are Egyptians, these are Israelites.
以色列人跟埃及人一样的败坏,
they were all bad.
他们只看血,
but the angel looked for the blood.
没有血的就要杀,
without the blood, there he will slay them.
有血的就逾越,
where there is blood, he will pass over.
这以色列人第一个过逾, 经历过逾越节,
and that is the first Passover.
那是我们在世上得救的日子,
and that is the day we became saved in this world.
是逾越羔羊,
and then we eat a partake of that Paschal lamb.
羔羊的血说到救赎,
and the blood, it is salvation to us.
整只羔羊那天都要吃,
and you have to eat the whole lamb that day.
整只羔羊受到救恩,
and that is
那天以色列人吃羔羊,
the blood is redemption, that is salvation. And there's no way to, you cannot sit to eat this. You have to eat it standing up.
腰上,手上带子,
you need to have your waist
脚上穿上鞋,
skirted. You have to put your shoes on.
手里拿着杖,
you have to take your staff in your hand. And you need to eat.
吃完了马上要出埃及了,
because you're getting out of Egypt right away, right when you get done.
要走旷野道路了,
and you're going to walk in the wilderness.
他们吃五脏六腑都五，却吃全这样。
They ate the whole lamb, even the organs.
所以我们中国人很多人不吃羊了。
And a lot of Chinese people, they don't eat lamb.
那你要过逾越节可麻烦了。
It's going to be difficult when you have to eat the Passover.
我在全世界还没有遇见我不吃的东西的。
Haven't come across anything I don't eat yet.
反正我们祷告的分别为圣的都吃了。
We prayed for it, we said grace, we can eat it now.
吃羔羊的肉。
Eat the meat of the lamb, the flesh of the lamb.
把五脏都吃下去。
Eat all the organs.
特别说头跟尾和五脏。
And it especially mentions the head, the tail, and the organs. 基督
是我们的元首。
And Christ, He is our head.
基督是我们的生命。
He is our life.
他们要出埃及了。
And they're about to leave Egypt.
云火柱带领他们。
The pillar of fire and cloud leads them.
他们不认得前面的道路。
And they don't know the way before them.
摩西也不认得前面道路。
Moses doesn't even know the way.
云柱、火柱出来带领。
And so they need the pillar of fire and cloud.
云柱受到圣灵。
And the cloud is the Holy Spirit.
火柱受到圣经。
And the fire is
白天云柱。
The spiritual experience.
晚上火柱。
And it is the fire by day.
灵领神的百姓经过大而可怕的旷野。
And the cloud by night leading the people of God.
一直到迦南美地。
Through the great wilderness until they come to Canaan.
教会就是两个引导。
And the church only has these two guideposts as well.
圣灵和圣经。
The spirit and the Bible.
有时我碰到一个传道人的。
And once I met a minister.
他问我你们教会的章程是什么、
啊、He asked us, what is the arguments, the constant, the bylaws of your church?
我说我们教会没有章程。
And I said, we have no bylaws.
他说、哎、没有教会没有章程的。
And he said, there's no church without bylaws.
我们的章程很厚的一本书了。
And he says, we have a book.
那你们的章程怎么没有呢
？Why do you have none？
啊，我说有了有了。
And I said, oh yes, we do
have one. 我们的章程一句话而已了。
But it's only one statement.
他什么章程只有一句话
？And he said, what kind of bylaws?
里面跟随圣灵。
We follow the spirit within.
外面遵守圣经。
And we pursue the Bible without.
我们的章程完了。
Okay, that's it.
再多那就是多的。
Anything extra is extra.
所以教会分成各宗各派嘛。
And that's why we have denominations now.
人的意见太多了。
Too many opinions of man.
跟随圣灵。
Follow the Spirit.
照着圣经。
According to the Bible.
那就是我们的云柱火柱。
And that is our pillar of cloud and fire.
在白天的时候，我们光景好的时候。
In the day when we're doing well,
很容易跟随圣灵。
Easy to follow the spirit.
也不一定光景不好。
And not necessarily you're not doing well.
有的时候跟随圣灵难为了。
But sometimes it's difficult to follow the spirit.
照着圣经。
But according to the Bible,
黑字写在白纸上。
It's a black on white.
圣经必须遵守。
You need to do these things.
里面跟随圣灵。
Follow the spirit within.
外面跟随圣经。
Externally follow the Bible.
就是我们的章程。
Those are our bylaws.
所以弟兄姊妹听完了，都可以给人讲我们的章程了。
Now you can recite our bylaws to everyone else.
我们章程什么
？What is it? The spirit within, the Bible without.
这句话很值钱呐。
It's valuable.
外面跟随圣经。
The Bible without.
以色列头一个经历。
The first experience
到了旷野地没有吃的没有喝的
had nothing to eat or drink
神为他们降下玛纳
and the Lord sent manna
玛纳是人类历史最大的神迹
this is the greatest miracle in all of mankind
它定时降下来的
and it came in a timely fashion
也一定的数量降下来的
and it was measured out
有些计算以色列人口他们的饭量
If you want to calculate how much the Israelites need to eat,
照着他们能吃的降下来的
according to what they can eat, it came down.
以色列人都败坏了
But the Israelites were so corrupt.
所以他们都想多拿一点
They wanted to get more.
多拿的没有用
It's useless.
回到家里量一量
When they measured it at home,
说多收的没有余，少收的没有缺
Those who had extra had none extra, and those who did not get enough had not no lack.
你们的人数胃口量的
And God measured it out to our appetites.
玛纳这个东西太好吃了
And manna, this was very good.
里头有脂肪 脂肪。
Oh, there's fat. It's fat.
肥肥的。
It's a fatty food.
像霜一样的。
And it was like the frost.
所以冷冷的。
So it was cool.
又像蜜一样的。
And it was like honey.
所以甜甜的。
So it was sweet.
我把它加起来啊。
When I put it all together.
很像 ice cream 味道。
It's ice cream.
凉凉的，肥肥的，甜甜的。
Fat, sweet, and cool.
非常有营养。
Very nutritious.
他们吃玛纳，一直吃到迦南美地。
And they ate manna until they came to Canaan.
定时降下来。
It came every day at the same time.
定量降下来。
The same measure.
都吃玛纳。
Everyone ate manna.
所以他们的身体很好。
And so they were strong.
他们40年在旷野。
40 years in the wilderness.
摩西到了末了说，衣服也没有穿破。
And at the end, it says that their garments were not threadbare.
脚也没有走肿。
And their feet were not swollen.
哪有衣服40年穿不破的呀？
And what kind of garment do you have that is good for 40 years?
哪有两条腿一直走路走不肿的呀？
What kind of feet are there that walks for 40 years?
基督是我们外面的衣裳。
And Christ, He is that garment about us.
基督是我们生命的力量。
He is the strength of our life.
我们神的儿女就一生走过来。 衣服没有穿破，脚没有走肿。
And at the end of our lives, we can say that our garment has not gone threadbare.
他们经过旷野。
Our feet are not swollen through the wilderness.
所有的经历都是主耶稣。
And every experience, it is Jesus.
他们打亚玛利人。
And they struck down the Amalekites.
在旷野有强悍的民族。
And this was a very strong tribe in the wilderness.
他们攻击一切来到旷野里面来的人。
And they attacked all those who came upon them.
亚玛利人不是以色列人能够对抗的。
And the Amalekites, they were not people that the Israelites could come up against.
摩西在山上祷告。
Moses prayed there upon the mountain.
耶稣亚在前面率领以色列人征战。
And Joshua led them into battle.
决定的关键在摩西。
And the key point, the turning point was in Moses. When Moses raised his hand,
以色列人就胜了。
And then the Israelites were victorious. Yet he is flesh and blood.
他的手一直举着受不了啊。
He can't just keep his hands up.
他的手垂下来了。
And so his arms would fall down.
以色列在前面就打败了。
And then they would fail.
后来他们知道了，他们知道这件事了。
And when they realized this,
忽而亚伦两个人左右面扶着他的手。
Aaron and Hur held his hands up.
所以教会里面再属灵的弟兄，也需要弟兄姊妹扶持的。
And so we know in the church, the most spiritual brother, you need the support of brothers and sisters.
再有能力的人，他的手也会下垂的。
Even the strongest, your arms will fail.
所以两个弟兄扶着他的手。
And so you need two people to hold you up.
杀尽了亚玛利人。
Until the Amalekites are defeated.
他们又叫做耶和华尼西。
And that is Jehovah Nisi.
耶和华是我的旌旗。
The Lord is my banner.
是我的得胜。
He is my victory.
打败亚玛利人。
And he defeated the Amalekites.
我们吃了玛纳。
And we eat the manna.
我们喝了灵水。
And we drink the spiritual water.
水是从磐石里面，巨大磐石发出活水来。
And this living water that came out of the cleft of the rock.
说到基督受击打。
And it speaks of Christ being struck.
从那流出血与水来。
And the water and the blood flowed out.
血是救赎。
And the blood is redemption. And the water is salvation. And it is the water of life. The living water of life. And we drink of it. And throughout the days of our wilderness. We defeat the Amalekites. And all the way through. And the worst thing in the Israelite wilderness.
摩西上山40天。
40 days, Moses went up to the mount.
去领受神的话语了。
To receive the word of the Lord.
下面以色列人看不见摩西了。
And so they couldn't see Moses.
他们要制造一个领袖来带他们。
And so they wanted to create a leader to lead them.
就造了一只金牛犊。
And so they created this golden calf.
开头圣经说嘛，是用女人的耳环做的啊。
Initially they said they made it out of earrings.
但亚伦 摩西问亚伦，你为什么抓金牛犊？
Moses asked Aaron, why did you do this?
亚伦说的很奇妙啊。
And Aaron had this very amazing
answer. 他说我把你的金环丢在火里，那些牛就出来了。
And he said, I threw the earrings into the fire and this thing came out.
可能亚伦是赖账。
I think he's shirking responsibility there.
明明他们到刻的手工做出来的牛犊嘛，他说丢了火里就出来了。
Obviously, it takes some craftsmanship, but he said that it just appeared.
制造金牛犊。
And so they crafted out.
这就是领你们路的神。
This is the God that led you.
摩西在山上下来了。
And Moses, he returns from the mountain.
手上拿着两块法板。
He has the tablets of stone.
神用指头刻画的。
Which God used his fingers to carve into.
我叫他神指头的工作。
And this is the finger work of God.
哇，石板上的字刻的又清楚又那么清楚。
To have these clear words upon the stone.
两块法板来到山。走完了。
And the two, these two
听见以色列人的声音啊。
He comes down from the mountain.
这是什么声音？
He hears the sound of the Israelites.
耶稣亚到底年轻啊。
And Joshua, he is young.
感觉赶不上摩西了。
He does not have the experience of Moses.
他说那是战争的声音。
He says it is the sound of battle.
摩西说这不是战争的声音。
And Moses says no.
这不是打胜仗的声音。
This is not the cries of victory.
也不是打败仗的声音。
It is not the cries of defeat.
这是人唱歌跳舞的声音。
It is the sound of singing and dancing I hear.
到了一看，看见他们拜金牛犊。
And he looks and he sees them worshiping a golden calf.
摩西把两块法板摔碎了。
And so he takes the tablets and he breaks them.
摩西发烈怒了。
He is angry.
把牛犊磨成粉，叫他们喝。
And he grinds the calf into powder and makes them
drink. 他再上山去。
He goes up again to the mountain.
神重新为他制造了两块法板。
And God has to replace the tablets now.
在哥林多书第前书第三章啊。
And Corinthians chapter 13.
保罗就解释这两块法板。
Paul, he explains this.
这是新约的知识。
This is the New Testament ministry.
神的指头在人身上画字。
That God's hands, his fingers are carving into man.
现在不是刻在石板上。
Not upon tablets of stone.
刻在我们的心板上。
But he carves it in the tablets of our heart.
神的大能的指头啊。
It is that powerful finger.
不指向石头。
And it is not onto stone,
只像我们血肉的人啊,
but on flesh and blood.
我们怕不怕?
Are you afraid?
神的指头在我们身上刻画了,
that God is carving words into your life.
在我们的身上写出神的生命,
and your life upon us, we are to manifest the life of God.
写出神的性情,
and to manifest the person,
新约的知识,
the character of God. That is the new,
在我们身上彰显神,
that is the New Testament ministry.
有一次啊, 我在台南侍奉的时候,
and when I was serving in Tainan,
台南有一位弟兄啊,
and there was a brother there.
他是白种人。
And he was Caucasian.
是一个传道人。
A pastor.
非常爱主。
Loved the Lord.
他的教会里面没有不平。
They did not have the communion or the breaking of bread.
所以他呀，一早到我们这里来不平。
So he come to my church first.
不完平，再回去讲道。
The breaking of bread, he goes back to speak.
我很喜欢那个弟兄。
And I really liked him.
然后呢，有一次我被人邀请了。
And one day I was invited.
去。中国神学院第一次聚会。
To go to the first convention at the
也邀请了他
Chinese Theological Union, and he was invited as well.
我讲晚上，他讲早上。
He was the morning speaker there.
我讲那个神指头的工作。
And I spoke on the finger work of God.
指向我们虚肉之神。
And how it is pointing and carving.
在我们身上刻出神的性情来。
And it is carving the character of God into us.
他讲早上。
Well, in the morning he spoke.
我第一次他讲，我当然去听了。
And I went to listen.
他讲得很困难的。
And he had difficulty.
他到后来说，大家为我祷告。
And finally he said, you need to pray for me.
我不知道为什么讲不出来。
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to say today.
我想是不是因为我坐在下面呢？
And I thought,
是不是我态度不大好啊？
Is it because the look on my face when I'm sitting here?
我把自己人做好了。
And then so I fixed my, adjusted myself.
态度很恭敬地听。
And then I try to demonstrate that I'm really listening.
到了后来他又讲了一段。
And then he spoke a little more.
他说我讲不出来，我不讲了。
And he said, I just don't know what to say today, so I'm going to stop here.
他走掉了。
And he left.
剩下那个组织聚会的人是带着生的孙子。
And it was the grandson of Hudson Taylor. He was the director there.
他这是没办法了，就 speaker 跑掉怎么办？
He didn't know what to do. The speaker just left.
他十六你讲。
And he said, Brother Z, your turn to
speak. 我说他不讲，我怎么讲啊？
And I said, he couldn't speak. How am I going to speak?
我不能讲。
I can't speak.
把我们两个讲员都找去一起去交通了。
And so he called the two of us together.
那位弟兄说。
And our brother said.
校长。
He said.
就戴德森的孙子校长。
And he said, Dean.
我很对不起你。
He said, I'm really sorry.
他说你来请我啊，做讲员呢、啊。
You asked me to be the speaker.
我连祷告都没有啊。
I didn't pray about it.
我们只有几个美国人住在台湾。
There's only a few Americans here.
所以你请我们，我不可能不去的，我一定去的吧。
And of course I'm going to come if you invite me.
所以你请我，我就好，我就答应了。
So I said yes, I'll come.
我连祷告都没有祷告的。
But I didn't pray about it.
结果我上来了，讲不出来。
And then when I stood up, I didn't know what to say.
不是普通的讲不出来、啊。
It's not just that I didn't know what to say.
主不让我讲啊。
But the Lord prevented me from speaking.
我的口被封住了。
My mouth was sealed.
我真对不起你。
And so I'm really sorry.
我也对不起学生。
And I apologize to your students here.
那么他们谈的末了，他们说十六讲。
And the conclusion was, Brother Z, your turn now.
我说他那么认真啊，主不让他讲。
And I said,
我可以随便讲啊。
This brother who's so diligent, the Lord is preventing him from speaking, and you're asking me now to speak.
什么事我都可以帮你做。
And I said, I'll do anything for you.
这件事不能。
But not this.
我不敢讲。
I'm not going to do it.
他到了末了，他们校长这个戴德森孙子没有办法了，他最后是。机会怎么办呢？
And so Brother Taylor, he said, well, what are we going to do now?
到了最后我说弟兄啊。
And finally I said, brother.
他叫 Webster。
At Webster.
我说 Webster, 你还是讲了。
I said, why don't you speak?
他说我讲什么？
He said, what am I going to say?
主不许我讲，我讲什么呀？
Brother Webster was the one who didn't speak.
你就讲你的经历啊。
I said, why don't you just share about your testimony?
你肯把你的经历讲了，下面的人大受感动了。
If you just share about your experiences, everyone will learn and be moved.
我这个经历失败的经历啊。
And he said, no, but I'm a failure today.
非常好的经历。
I said, no, that's a great experience.
那么认真跟随圣灵。
You are diligently following the Lord.
你就讲这个。
So why don't you speak about that?
结果他上去讲，
你已经
复兴了。
And he started this revival there.
圣灵浇灌人。
And the Holy Spirit descended.
所以我们侍奉主都是很难难说。
It's hard to say when you're serving the Lord.
那天他讲的说，要使弟兄进来讲神。指头的工作。
And so he started with saying, Brother Z talked about the finger work of God.
我是基督徒家庭里面出来的孩子。
And I came out from a Christian family.
我在神学院毕业的。
I graduated from a seminary.
他是不是神学院？他加州大学毕业的。
No, he did not. He graduated from the University of California.
加州大学毕业之后，我再去读神学院。
But then he went to seminary.
结果那么长的时间。
And after all these years,
我并没有真的认识神。
I didn't really know God.
使徒讲的神指头的工作。
And that finger work.
我这五年在我上才开始。
It just started these past 5 years.
今天我违背主了。
And today, went against the Lord.
主不让我讲话了。
And so he prevented me from speaking.
弟兄姊妹们，看见神的话的有多严重了。
And the brothers and sisters understood the solemnity in the word of God.
我今天只有两次啊，神不让我讲话。
And it's happened to me twice. The Lord prevented me from speaking.
也是有特别聚会。
Also in conferences.
跟神学院去聚会。
One at a seminary.
山下几百个弟兄姊妹都来听到了。
And hundreds of people there coming to hear.
因为主先告诉我。
And the Lord came to tell me.
主不讲话。
He said, I'm not speaking today.
我要讲到创世纪到启示录到多少道可以讲。
If I want to speak, you know, there's a lot to say between Genesis and Revelation.
主告诉我他不讲话了，我讲什么？
But what am I going to say when the Lord says he's not going to speak today?
我真是难为了。
And so you're put in a difficult situation.
领事是我的同工。
The song leader, the worship leader is a
我的弟兄啊，今天主告诉我他不讲话了。
And I told him, I said, brother, the Lord said he's not speaking today.
这不能开玩笑啊。
And he said, stop joking around, Brother Z.
我领完事你不讲话了，我怎么办？
What am I going to do after worship?
我也不知道了。
I said, I don't know.
那天领完事。
And so after worship,
我上去了。
I stood up.
我说我跟你们讲，今天我不讲话了。
I said I'm here to tell you that I'm not going to tell you anything today.
那领事弟兄一定要交给我，要我讲。
But the worship leader just called me up.
我就讲这个见证。
So I'm going to tell you this testimony.
主告诉我他不讲话了。
The Lord said he's not speaking today.
所以我也没话好讲了。
So I have no words.
不是没有道好讲啊。
It's not that I don't have a.
我再要讲，就是我自己肉体讲话讲话了。
But it is out of my own flesh and blood, this sermon.
今天主不讲话了。
The Lord isn't speaking today.
大家祷告。
So I think we're going to have a prayer meeting.
那是很多的神学生第一次被圣灵就降下来了。
And that was the first time many of them were filled by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵浇灌了。
They were filled by the Holy Spirit.
我以后我才明白主为什么不让我讲话。
And after the meeting, I understood why the Lord prevented me.
圣灵要来啊。
The Holy Spirit is going to work.
我若讲话就一片道而已。
If I speak, it is a sermon.
那天我不讲话，大家祷告。
But in the prayer meeting, when everyone prays,
圣灵从天降临了。
The Holy Spirit came.
很多神学生啊，从来没见过圣灵降临啊。
And many of these students have never even heard of this.
圣灵浇灌了他们。
But the Spirit filled them.
比我讲的道要值钱多了。
Much more valuable than any sermon I could ever give.
我们侍奉神。
And so we serve the Lord.
跟随神。
We follow Him.
那一天，摩西在旷野。
And that day in the wilderness, Moses,
遇见最大的事了。
He came across, upon this crisis.
赫拉党背叛摩西了。
That the sons of Korah rebelled against him.
看谁要做头的，做头的问题了。
It was about leadership.
神教摩西一件事。
And so the Lord.
十二族的族长都带着他们的杖来。
Tribes of the leaders of the 12 tribes came with a staff.
那个杖就是权柄。
And that staff, it is authority.
亚伦的杖也放在里面。
And they put in Aaron's.
到第二天，杖发芽的就是权柄。
Whichever one buds, that is the leader.
杖是枯干的木头。
And this is a dried piece of wood.
一点水分都没有了。
There is no water in it at all.
怎么会发芽呢？
How would it?
十二个杖放在衣柜子里面。
And so the 12 they put into
the. 第二天早晨。
To the ark and the next day.
只有亚伦的杖发芽了。
Only Aaron's budded.
不仅发芽，结了个果。
Not only that, it had fruit.
结了个杏子。
It had this.
而且是个熟的杏子。
Almond on it, and it was ripe.
大家没有话说了。
And then everyone was speechless.
生命权柄显出来了。
It is the power of the Holy Spirit.
摩西一生经历神。
And so Moses, he experienced God his whole life.
经历的都是耶稣基督啊。
Everything he experiences is Jesus Christ.
最后火蛇铜蛇的那个试验。
And finally, the trial of the fiery serpent.
神打发去了火蛇去咬他们。
And the Lord, God sent these furious serpents to bite them.
神对摩西说。
And God told Moses.
造一条蛇挂在杆子上。
And so God told Moses.Fashion out a snake to hang on the post.
摩西没有本事造条蛇。
And Moses couldn't do this.
所以神叫他造条铜蛇。
And so he made a bronze serpent.
把铜蛇挂在杆子上。
And he hung it upon the
post. 随后所有被蛇咬的人。
Post. And everyone who was bitten.
往伤口就死了。
If they looked at their wounds, they would die.
仰望铜蛇就活了。
But if they looked at the brazen spirit, a serpent, they would live.
到了主耶稣来了。
And then when Jesus came.
在约翰福音三章主亲口讲那个事。
And in John 3, Jesus refers to
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇。
And as Moses raised the serpent in the wilderness.
人子也照样被举起来。
And the Son of Man shall also be raised.
叫所有仰望他的人都得永生。
That all who look to him will gain eternal life.
铜蛇预表主耶稣。
And that bronze serpent, it is Jesus Christ.
为什么？
Why?
铜蛇有蛇的形状。
It has the form.
没有蛇的生命。
But not the life.
没有蛇的毒。
Or the poison or the venom of the snake.
但铜在圣经里是预表审判。
At bronze in the Bible, it is.
挂在十架上，为我们担当审判。
And it is hanging there on the cross. It bears a judgment for us.
所以主特别解释那个圣经。
And so Jesus, he explains.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇。
As Moses raised a serpent in the wilderness.
人子照样被举起来。
The Son of Man also raises, will be raised. That all who believe in him
不至灭亡反得永生,
shall not perish but have eternal life.
今天我们要快讲了,
and we need to hurry it up.
到了新约圣经,
and we come to the New Testament.
主耶稣讲话,
Jesus speaks.
那天约翰看见主行走,
and that day, John, he saw Jesus walking.
约翰就呼喊,
and he cries out,
看啊神的羔羊,
behold the Lamb of God,
救赎世人罪孽的,
who bears the sins of the world.
第一次摩西, 约翰说的是赎罪的羔羊,
and the first time he says it is the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world.
第二天又看见主行走,
second day he sees him walking again.
他没有说, 担负人罪孽了,
he does not talk about bearing the sin.
看啊神的羔羊,
behold the Lamb of God.
这行走的羔羊,
he who is walking.
怎么分别?
What is the difference?
行走的羔羊,
why is he walking?
受到主的生活,
it is his life.
受到主的工作,
it is his work.
受到主的得胜,
it is his victory.
羔羊行走而且得胜,
he is walking, he is progressing, and he is victorious.
就开始呼召门徒,
and he starts to call the disciples to follow him.
原来跟随约翰的两个门徒, 那天都跟随主了,
and the two disciples who were following John that day, they followed the Lord.
一路上面就往前走,
and he progresses continually,
呼召门徒,
and calls the disciples.
主就讲到一件事,
and he says,
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了,
a grain of wheat, unless it falls into the ground,
仍旧是一粒,
it remains a grain.
若是死了,
if it dies,
就结出许多的子粒来,
it will give fruit. It will bear much fruit.
若有人这样服侍我,
if anyone serves me,
我父必定尊重他,
if anyone follows me, my Father will honor me. And where I am, he who serves me, he also shall be.
主告诉我们侍奉的最大的原则,
and this is the greatest principle in serving the Lord.
我们侍奉神,
when we serve the Lord,
不是靠着我们的头脑,
not by our intellect,
也不是靠着我们天然的力量,
not by our natural strength.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了,
unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground,
现在有最奇妙的一个麦子,
and here there is the most amazing grain, and God wants to gain more of the same seed,
要得到许多同样的麦子,
many of the same seed.
神要怎样做呢?
How's he going to do it?
只有一个办法,
there's only one way,
把第一个麦子种在地里,
and that is to bury that one grain,
种在地里死了,
and when it dies,
就结出籽粒来,
it will have other, it will bear much fruit.
结出许多的籽粒来,
it will bear much fruit.
所以种子在圣经里是预表丰满,
and seed in the Bible, it is abundance.
我很少出去看风景,
I don't really go out to see,
我对风景没有兴趣的,
the scenery, and I'm not really interested.
有时我最佩服的年长姊妹,
once the elderly sister that I really respected,
因为我们所有的同工, 都被要求出去看风景,
wanted us all to go out and look at the scenery.
我说我看家,
and I said, I'll be responsible for making sure our house is safe.
我年长什么,
so I didn't go. And so she mocked me.
她说, 遍地满了耶和华的荣耀,
and she told me, the world is full, the earth is full of the Lord's glory.
她说,
yet Brother Z can't see it.
Come on, 我不是看不见风景,
and I said, I'm not looking at the scenery.
Oh,
and that doesn't mean I can't see glory.
圣经里遍地满神的荣耀,
and I don't think that that's what the Bible is saying when it said the earth is full of the Lord's glory.
我是不看风景的人,
I'm just not interested in scenery.
一粒麦子落在我,
well, I did go once.
在洛杉矶的,
it was in Los Angeles.
他们就看全世界最大的书, 全世界最大的树,
the greatest tree in the world,
最老的树,
the oldest tree in the world.
我就一看啊,
when I went to see it,
这个树不给我面子,
and the tree just had no respect for me.
它活了4000多年,
it was alive for 4,000 plus years.
我就看到它死了,
the day I went, it was dead.
他们把那个大树啊,
they took the tree,
砍下来放在那个地方,
and it was laying on the ground.
这个牌子来说明这个树。
But there was a sign that explained.
多少人围着手拉围不住它。
It took so many people to just
几部车子在当中开过。
Cars can drive through it.
它的根啊，伸到五个 miles 之外。
And the roots, it extends for 5 miles.
去争取水啊。
To find water.
因为旁边都是大树啊。
And there are great trees all around it.
大家都抢水。
Everyone is fighting for that water.
他一天需要五吨的水才能活。
Needs 5 tons of water to live.
所以他先死了。
A day. And that's why he died first.
抢不过别人的水。
Couldn't get the water fast enough.
他争取不了那么多的水，只好死了。
And it couldn't get the water, and so it died.
好，这么大的树。
This great tree.
政府不舍得把它砍掉。
They didn't want to chop it up.
放在哪里？这在我们参观。
And so they let it lie there.
这么高大的树。
For us to see.
数不过来的叶子。
By countless leaves.
数不过来的花朵。
Countless flowers.
数不过来的果子。
Countless fruit from this tree.
当初都在一个小小种子里面，对不对？
Everything at the beginning was from one seed.
都从一个种子长出来了。
That same little seed, it grew this.
长成世界最高大的树。
Became the greatest in the world.
种子受到丰满。
And so the seed is that abundance.
所以主耶稣又称为神的种子啊。
And so Jesus, he is the seed of God.
那是约翰一书讲的，神的种种在我们里面。
And 1 John tells us the seed of God.
神的儿子就是神的种。
And the Son of God, He is a seed of God.
要长出耶稣基督来。
And He grows out Jesus Christ.
啊，我的时间已经到了。
Time's up.
我们最后叫启示录，荣耀基督。
But we're gonna lastly mention Revelation, the glorious Christ.
七个教会，七个灯台。
Seven lamps, seven churches.
围绕着人子。
It surrounds the Lamb of the Son of Man.
主耶稣七个灯台，七个教会。
Seven churches, seven lamps.
七个教会围绕着这个荣耀的人子。
And he, it was, they were all shining upon this glorious Son of Man.
这里说的教会的意义是什么？
So what is the meaning of the church?
教会存在的意义。
The meaning of the and function of the church
照明人子,
is to shine forth the Son of Man.
把灯台的光点起来的时候,
when you light that lamp,
把中间的人子照得明亮,
then you can see clearly the Son of Man.
不仅照明人子,
not only the Son of Man,
也照射人子,
and it reflects upon him.
把人子投射出去,
and reflects his light.
而主耶稣站在当中。
And Jesus stands in the middle.
那这座荣耀的人子。
And that is the glorious Son of Man.
他身上的八重原则。
And upon him, there's 8 different characteristics.
主用这八个特征来建造教会。
And with these,
他的金带束在胸间。
With these characteristics, he edifies the church.
束到神的能力，把永远的爱。耶稣永远的爱。
That golden band girded about his waist, a chest, it is the eternal love of God.
束他的脚像光明的铜。
The feet of bronze.
眼睛像火焰。
Eyes of a flame of fire.
火焰眼目啊。
Eyes like a flame of fire.
彼得正懂得主的火焰眼目啊。
Peter understood these eyes like a flame of fire.
彼得三次否认主的时候。
Three times after denying the Lord.
主回头一看。
Jesus had but to turn around and look.
看到彼得生命的伸出去了。
And he saw within Peter's death.
整个彼得倒下来了。
And Peter fell.
彼得才懂得叫火焰眼目啊。
And Peter understands this.
脚像光明的铜。
And the feet like burnished bronze.
铜子的审判。
It is judgment.
眼睛所看见的。
What his eyes saw.
他的脚来接他。
And what his eyes see, his feet.
声音如重水的声音。
Go to, and the voice,
我们没听见过这样的声音。
The sound of many waters, we have not heard this.
我有一次去 Niagara Falls.
I did go to Niagara Falls once.
哇，我听见那个水的声音啊。
And the sound of the water.
这个水不过是一个 fall 就是了。
This is just one waterfall.
把全世界的 fall 放在一起，声音多大。
How, what if we put all the falls
together? 这里还不是 fall, 是重水啊。
And this is not just this, this is the sound of many waters.
这样重水的声音。
The sound of many waters.
主的声音无可抵挡。
You cannot stand against the voice of God.
什么国家反对基督？
Whatever country stands against Christ,
他要倒下来了。
It's going to fall.
他要倒下来了。
It will fall.
有一天我和一个高级官员，中国高级官员谈话。
And one day I was speaking with a Chinese official.
他以为我是美国回去的工程师。
And for some reason they thought I was an engineer.
他若知道我是传道人呢，对我不客气了。
I think they would have not have been as polite if they thought I was a pastor.
我说你们呢，太没有道理。
And I said, you guys are so unreasonable.
你们反对主。
And you stand against Christians,
the
Lord.
讨厌教会。
And you hate the church.
你们有用主的日子做你们的年号。
Yet you say in the year of the Lord, A.D. You still use A.D.
我们从来不用主的日子做年号的。
And he said, we never said in the year of the Lord.
我怎么不是？
And I said, no.
叫公元。
And he said, the common era.
不是主。
Not A.D.
我说你没有读过书。
And I said, you are so uneducated.
公元从哪里来的？
Where did the common era start from?
公元从哪里起来的？
What is the common era?
就是耶稣基督起来的。
It is from the Lord.
反对主。
And so you can't.
又用主的日子做纪念号。
Yet you still use him as
standard. 你们仍旧在主的权下。
You are still under his sovereignty.
我讲这话，出出气就是了，也没用的。
I was just venting. It's not really anything useful to say.
但是我们做见证是真的。
But the testimony is true.
他不晓得我在哪里到处做见证了。
And when I was there, I was testifying.
在中国大陆福音真好传了。
Easy to preach the gospel in China.
人性饥渴需要主啊。
Because of the thirst for the Lord.
所以信主的人那么多。
And so many believe in
Jesus. 教会兴旺。
And so the church.
我们美国教会不如台湾。
Is zealous. And the church here is not quite.
台湾教会不如大陆。
What the church in Taiwan is, and in Taiwan is not quite.
环境越不好，教会越好。
What it is in China, because of the persecution there.
那真实弟兄姊妹为教会舍命。
And so brothers and sisters would give their lives for the church.
今天我们要散会了。
And our meeting is ending.
我们把主带回到教会去，好不好？
Bring the Lord back to the church.
回去的人要向着山上回去的哈。
And go home and be like him.
把祝福带回去
，bring blessings home，
建造教会
，edify the church，
要传福音啊
，preach the gospel。
我们三个教会传福音都不好。
We're not very good at preaching.
没想到这件事啊，心里很难过。
I feel kind of bad about it.
要传福音啊
，preach the gospel，
传耶稣基督是主啊。
We need to preach that Jesus Christ.
参加侍奉。
Participate in
services. 和弟兄姊妹一起努力侍奉。
Serve with your brothers and sisters.
让教会能够建立起来。
That your church might be strong.
让教会能够兴旺。
That it would be alive.
那明年我们再有夏令会，人不止这么一点了。
And then it won't be just like this next year.
今天我们话就停在这里。
And we'll end here today.